We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcoming to the show, Ogie Oglethorpe. He's not playing, he's suspended.
You look like a little kid that stuck his finger in the light socket.
We can't get haircuts up here, man. We're still locked down.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, my apologies then. My apologies.
People have been on me to buy like a Flowbee or something like that.
Throw a headband on it.
Yeah, I don't own any headbands. I don't have anything like that.
Just throw on a nice headband, get the John McEnroe going. Elliot Friedman joining us here. We could have a little bit of a fun discussion here, because Elliot right off the bat already disagreed with Craig right from the get-go. But we'll talk about it right now. Elliot, Craig, yes. You care to ask Elliot what you asked him? He's been trying to drive this down our throats all week.
Yeah, I'd like to move on. No, I'm good. No, we were talking about Owen.
Talk about a host having to do a quick adjust here. Hey, Elliot, I thought I could put my head down for a couple minutes.
Sabres winning the lottery. Obviously, Owen Power, number one overall prospect. There's a very good chance that Buffalo Sabres are going to be picking Owen Power with that pick, especially after what he did at the World Championships. My thought was, because we have a very young defense corps in Rasmus Dahlin and, Matias Samuelsson and Joki Haru and Will Borgen, do we need another very young defenseman? And my thought was, if we could turn that into an offensive elite prospect. And my guy, I've talked about him many times, that listen on this show, to this show, they know that I'm a big fan of Quentin Byfield and what he is going to do in this league. So my thought was, would the Sabres ever entertain moving that number one overall pick for a player like Quentin Byfield, who is number two overall in last year's draft?
I just don't know why you trade Power right now. I mean, you mentioned it. You saw the way that he played at the Worlds. He was one of Canada's best players, and he's not even drafted yet. Why would you trade that?
Because Quentin Byfield and Owen Power are the same age. Didn't mm-hmm. go in the same draft, but mm-hmm. they're the same age. Mm-hmm. I think that Owen Power is going to be a very good defenseman in this league. Okay. He's not going to be dynamic like a Cale Makar or a Quentin Hughes or Rasmus Dahlin, but he's going to be a very, very all around solid defenseman in all areas. He's got great size, skating. It's really nice. That being said, with our defense corps and a Matias Samuelsson, who's 6'5", 230 pounds, and you have a Rasmus Dahlin. And what I'm trying to say is, I would like to acquire another piece that's like a Dylan Cousins, someone that's going to be a staple of our center position for many, many years. Now, here's the thing. Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart might be moved.
Yep.
Or will be moved.
Yep.
And in those trades, I would look to acquire another very high-end defenseman, which would fit on our back end.
I mean,
quite the build-up there, eh, Elliot?
You know, okay, so let me just process this. Like, the one thing, the one place I will disagree with you, Craig, is that I hate the idea of, we've already got a lot of defensemen, so we don't need this player. I think that is a terrible way to think. I really do. Especially when you're dealing with all prospects. Like, you know what you have in Deline, you know what you have in some of your young defensemen that have played in the NHL, but you don't know what you have in Samuelson and some of your other defensive prospects. You think you know, you hope you know, but you don't actually know. Power, I mean, after the way that guy played at the Worlds, he's as close to a sure bet as you could probably ever have on defense, really. And I think that's huge. I think that you want to make yourself better, and then you can decide what peripheral moves you want to make. Now, the thing is, the draft isn't until later in July. We've still got, you know, a month and, or 6 weeks till we get there, and maybe we see what happens with some of these other players and we can better answer that. But I think you're making a huge risk by trading away this player after what we've just seen.
And I just throw something in your tank there, just to kind of, because I feel exactly what you're feeling. Defensemen, elite defensemen, they're really hard to come by, and you want the big boys. You want the best. He has size. He's 6'6", 215.
If you want him, you got to pay.
In 3 years from now, he's going to be 230 pounds. I mean, he is going to grow into that body, add more muscle, more strength. He's going to be a great defenseman. But what I try to process is the trades that, you know, are going to happen possibly with a Jack Eichel or a Sam Reinhardt. And, you know, we talk about...
Well, that's the thing. We're talking ifs.
Yeah, we're talking ifs. Everything's an if. You know, like, we don't know if Jack Eichel is going to be a Buffalo Sabre. And that's very possible. But it's very easy to sit here and say, hey, Jack's going to be back next year.
Let's ask Elliot that, because John Hovind, the mayor, covers the LA Kings, basically, to summarize, said Kings summer shopping list doesn't include Eichel. Elliot?
You know, John is really plugged in. He knows the Kings really well. If he's reporting that, then I think there's a much better than zero chance that is exactly what they're thinking. Now, things can always change.
What about Reinhardt?
I'll say this. I've heard there's a lot of interest in Reinhardt. I've heard there's a lot. And, you know, I think the thing that makes Reinhardt a little trickier is that you've got to do a contract with them. So that's not to say it's impossible, but I think it makes it a little trickier. But I've heard there's a lot of interest.
So how does that work? Does a team that's interested in trying to make a deal, do they say, you know, Kevin, we would like to be able to talk to Sam's agent to see if we can get a deal done. And if we can get a deal done, now we can proceed further in our negotiations.
Yes. Now, Reinhardt can't actually, he can sign an extension at any time. So you can do that with him. Yes, that would be what would happen. The team would say, can we talk to his agent? And even if they weren't given permission, they might talk to him anyway. But
yeah, like, who are we? Really? Like, come on. Like, as if,
how many times do people tamper with you guys? Yeah.
I'm calling you about Smitty, but hey, what's Rhino looking for?
You know, I can bet, Craig, you were tampered with, you know, for a couple of times here and there.
Is that an inside source, Elliot? Do you know that for a fact?
No, I can just tell by the look on his face.
No, I just completely overpaid my entire career. I feel embarrassed about it. But anyway, moving on.
No, we're not moving on. We're not moving on. Because we were talking about Eichel being traded, then you threw Reinhardt at him. But I want to stay on Eichel for a second, because I think this LA article is interesting.
Yeah, like I said, that guy John Hovind, he's very plugged in with the Kings. You know, if he's writing that, someone very legitimate is telling him that.
And so you don't
Rob,
feel like
Rob Blake in an media article that I read is looking for two top six forwards.
Yeah.
Sam Reinhardt does he not just like blink right in your face like a red light bulb at night?
Yeah. You know, the Kings are going to be very busy this offseason. I think, you know, you heard Drew Doughty said it's enough losing, let's go. And I think it's an organization that absolutely feels that way. And they can do whatever they want. They've got cap room. They've got prospects. They've got picks, as you talked about there, Craig. They can do whatever they want, and they will be busy. Like, I think they're going to go to teams like Toronto and Tampa, who are cap tight, and they're going to say, what do you want to do? And we want good players, and we'll see where they go from there.
Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us at 11 o'clock here, as he always does on Thursday. And will Jack be traded? What's the status on his neck? And have you heard anything further on the procedure and where they're going with it?
No, I haven't at this point in time. I think they're really trying to keep it on the down low. I think there's been definitely a re-engagement there, in the sense that everybody there thinks it's better for them, both the Sabres, Eichel, and Eichel's reps, that the quieter this is and the more we keep our business out of the spotlight, the easier it will be to get things done. So I think that's kind of where they are right now. I do believe that teams have been doing research into what exactly it is Eichel is thinking. And also the possibility of, if Eichel is traded there, is that going to change at all? Will he consider something else if their doctors feel as similarly as the Sabres do? I think that that is being worked on quite a bit, like Eichel, Sabres, other teams.
Do you know if teams have looked into the procedure that
have consulted
doctors about it?
Yes.
Do you have any idea on what they discovered with their research?
I don't know at this point in time. I think a lot of people are really being careful with this. I think the biggest question is, a team that's interested in getting him, what do their doctors think? And B, I think the question that's being asked is, if their doctors don't agree, like Buffalo's feel, and I will tell you, I'm getting very different answers. Nobody will go on the record and say how they feel. But I think there's are some teams that have a maybe more comfort level than Buffalo does. Some teams, I think, are similar. But I think they're all basically trying to figure out, okay, is Eichel 100% married to this? Or if our doctors, like, it's obvious there's a breakdown of trust between Eichel and the Sabres. So I think that one of the questions these teams are asking is to say, we're the one that trades for Eichel.
Well, who asked Jack that? Does the team ask to speak to Jack's agent? How does that work for them to find out?
Nobody is technically allowed to speak to Eichel or his agent without the Sabres' permission.
Then how do they know if Jack will change or flip the script if they move him? Is that Kevin Adams' job to ask him that? I mean, how does that information come out? Because
it can go one of three ways. One, the Sabres can ask Eichel, and they can disseminate his answer to all the other teams. Number two, the Sabres can give permission for teams to talk to Eichel. Or number three, people just go about it their own way.
And have all three.
How many teams have you heard of behind the scenes are showing interest, real interest in Jack?
Well, I think there's a few. The thing is right now is, Craig, it's a negotiation, right? Like, everybody knows this is out there. So what the Sabres are trying to do is say, well, we've got eight teams. I'm just throwing a number out there. Eight teams that are interested in Eichel. And, you know, we're going to build up. We're going to play you all against each other to drive up the value. And what these teams are saying is, yes, you know, like, you have other teams, but, you know, he's got an injury. We don't know about the process. You know, they kind of are wishy-washy, and they kind of use that against them. And they also say, look, you guys aren't exactly dealing from a position of strength here. So it's a big poker game. It's a big battle.
The Sabres aren't dealing from a position of strength?
That's what other teams will tell about.
See, here's the thing. Now, I'm no general manager. Instigators, Elliot Friedman joining us here. Craig, I told Craig the other day off the air, he has a general manager's brain. So, Craig, you feel free to chop me off on this one. But the Sabres don't have to trade him. That is their position of strength. Like, I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? They have five more years with Jack. And
that's the thing. Like, well, hold on. Yes and no. Like, that's the game that you have to play, Andrew, is you.
But that's the reality of it. Cause we're going to do everything we need to do to get Jack back to 100%. And Jack's a competitor. So he's going to play his ass off. I don't ever question that.
No, but that's the whole thing. That's the poker game we're playing right now. These other teams are saying, you've got an unhappy player who doesn't want to come back. And the Sabres, I really think at the end of the day, want to move on. They don't want him back. They want to move on. And the teams are going to play Buffalo's quote-unquote desperation at that. And the Sabres have to play a game that says, okay, you guys can play that game, but somebody is going to get him. And if you play it too cool or you play us too hard line, it won't be you. That's the game we play here right now. Now, I just wanted to answer one of your earlier questions is, I don't know how many teams are in on Eichel. I think it's several. I don't think it's insignificant. But what I can tell you is I've had teams reach out to me and say, okay, we saw your article about the whole situation with Eichel and the process he wants to do. Was there anything not in your article that you know? And I've had that. So that says to me, there's a lot of people doing the due diligence. I've had people call me and ask me, is this the doctor that you're hearing is going to do it? Or are these the people involved? Like, there are teams out there doing their due diligence on this.
What's the perception of Eichel through all this?
You know, I think that, I think mostly good. I think there's a lot of people who look at it and say, look, there's been a lot of losing there. And if it was just while he was here, it might reflect more negatively on him, but it predates him, right? And I think that a couple of years ago, there was always questions about his body English, the emotion he showed on the ice. Like if a play went badly, he would roll his eyes or look up at the heavens. But as you guys talked about last, not this season, but a year ago, he changed all that. He had an unbelievable season and the Sabres just ran out of steam at the end and they didn't get into the bubble playoffs. I think most people look at it as, he's done a lot of losing. He's frustrated and he'll go somewhere else and he'll be better. And all these teams are convinced that wherever Eichel goes, he's going to show up determined to show that A, it's not him, it was the situation, and B, he's a winner.
Craig,
question.
So that's why I paused there. Go ahead.
Jack wants to do a certain procedure.
Yes.
It's been 10 days since that 12-week period was over.
Yeah.
They want to keep things quiet, as they should. What is the other procedure? Rather than just sitting back and doing some rehabilitation and hoping that...
Oh, you mean like the non-Jack choice and the
non-Jack choice.
So what I think that is, let me Google it while I'm talking about this here. This is what I think it is. It's something similar to what Peyton Manning had.
It's a disc replacement.
Yeah, but it's Peyton Manning had it. It just, I think it's called an ACDF, an anterior cervical disc fusion. It just takes longer. Like the thing that the
recovery takes longer.
Yes. Like the reason that Eichel is so interested in this is that it's a quicker recovery. And I think one of the reasons that Eichel was getting frustrated was that you can have that done and be ready for the start of next training camp. However, the more you wait, the more that timeline is thrown into question. So I think part of the issue here, Craig, was the Sabres and Eichel had an agreement to through May 30th not to do anything. But I think Eichel wanted to know that he could do it right at the end of May. I think he actually at one point in time wanted to try to do it even sooner. Like he said, I'm not getting better. I want to do this. And the Sabres were like, no, we made a deal and we want to stick with the deal. And then it got to the end and May 31st, Eichel wanted to do it. And I don't know. I guess.
But when you look up the ACDF
surgery,
the timeline it takes for recovery is 6 to 8 weeks.
It can depend.
Depending on the severity of the next situation. Yeah, but
depend. Like I've heard, like I did, one of the things I did check was I was told that the thing that Eichel was talking about and the thing that Manning went through, it was believed if the Eichel situation, if the Eichel preference was successful, the recovery time was faster.
Didn't Manning get an infection or something?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
I can't remember. I thought there was something about Manning's, or maybe it was Brady had a knee injury and his got infected. I can't remember.
This is a guessing game we should play on live radio.
Yeah.
My other question I have for you, Elliot, is this. You know, we sit here and we're talking about Jack Eichel, and the tough part about trading him is obviously the situation that he's in. He's not healthy right now. And people want a healthy asset. What is Jack's value if he's healthy? Like, why is there such an urgency to move Jack at the state that he's in right now? Why can't the Sabres just basically say, we're going to get full value for this guy, and it might take into the middle of the season to do it?
I mean, they could do that, but does that really help you?
Well, I would want to maximize my assets coming back with Jack because he's a franchise player. These players do not ever come around to be traded.
I get that. You know, I think that one of the things that I'm kind of wondering about here is, do the Sabres simply want to say, and this is what one of the things that teams are kind of counting on, right, Greg? Do the Sabres say, we want this all done by puck drop next year, so we can only look at the future? Our Dylan Cousins, Owen Power, I assume, Rasmus Dahlin, whoever else future, and we don't have to look back at the past. Like think about the instigators in September. September 22nd, I think it is. Training camp starts. If Jack Eichel is not traded and he's not reporting, and again, these are a lot of ifs, what do you think your show's topic is going to be? What do you think Buffalo is going to be talking about?
It's going to be that way if he's not traded at the draft.
Yeah, well, that's my point. But
like, I think everyone here expects this to be done by the draft.
I would think so too. But that's my point. Like, to answer Craig's question, do you want this hanging over you?
I need to make decisions that are going to benefit the team not only now for the near future, but later on. And if you've got to wait a couple more months to make sure that your elite asset is ready to be traded, I'm going to wait. I don't care if Jack's in the environment where we don't want him. I want to make sure that I can maximize my value for this player, because when you trade Jack Eichel, it could be organizational changing pieces that is going to be something that are going to be great for the early on and for the future. I want to maximize those pieces.
I mean, I think this is all true. Like, Craig, this is the poker game that Kevin Adams is playing right now. I think that's exactly what we're kind of dealing with right now. It's the poker game. I think Kevin Adams, like, people are saying, Kevin wants to trade him. You got to trade him. And Adams has got to convince them, you know, not so fast. If you're going to try to give me a bad deal, that's what he's got to do. He's got to create the marketplace. And that's why I think all of these teams are doing this research on Eichel's health and what could end up happening here.
You play Euchre, Elliot?
I do. I love Euchre.
Yeah, I love Euchre. It's my favorite card game. But
I like Euchre.
Sabres have the right Bauer. They have the right Bauer. They have the Jack. They have the big Jack.
They have the high Jack.
And that trump card being a 5-year deal. Simple as that, because regardless of what the procedure is, if he comes back healthy, they have a healthy Jack Eichel. Yeah. Simple as that. And they did not give him away for not nothing, but for less than what they could have got if he was healthy. Right.
Look, so, I think if teams are comfortable with the medical route, then I think we're going to be fine here.
Okay. Then pay the fiddler. That's all I'm saying. I hope that's the case. I hope that's the case.
Who's going to coach this team next year, Elliot? Are we any closer to announcing Don Granato?
I don't. Well, put it this way. I think I mentioned this last week. Adams has told people he's going to take his time. That was a week ago. I think we're getting closer in a couple situations here. I think we're getting closer to the Rangers. I think we're getting closer to the Blue Jackets. I'm curious to see if that adjusts Adam's schedule at all. I think one of the guys I'm really curious about if they're going to talk to is Lane Lambert from the Islanders. I believe Arizona is waiting to speak to Lambert. And if you know Lou Lamoriello, and you do, Andrew, he's not letting Lane Lambert talk to anybody until the Islanders are finished. So I think the one of the questions I have here is, does Buffalo consider it important to talk to Lane Lambert?
Hmm. You have not mentioned Gerard Gallant.
I don't think he's like, I think Rangers or Columbus is more likely for Gerard. I'll tell you this though.
Okay.
If I was any team that wanted to empower my players, I would be talking to Gerard Gallant.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a nice job at the World Championships.
Incredible.
Yeah. Instigators, Elliot Friedman here joining us. We have something we want to show you, Elliot. What's going on here? Jeff in the studio there. Would you mind throwing this up? What's going on here?
I could see you had a smirk going. Yeah.
Now we like that. That's a nice shot. Now, have you seen the comparison? Do we have the comparison picture? So Elliot wears the three-piece purple suit.
Yeah.
He's got the purple vest. He's got the purple suit.
Is it nice. The one with the Joker?
The one with the Joker.
You know, like,
oh, and then there's this one where you have the purple.
I made that one my profile picture just to make people laugh. People said it looked like I came off an acid trip and went right to the sun.
Does that stuff bother you? Do you like it when people rip on you like that?
I do. I love it. I embrace it. You know, that's why I come on like this, right? You know, like the last year and a bit, not been easy on people. So if people can have a good laugh and poke fun. Like, I want people to feel like they're in on the joke, right? So if people can have a good laugh and have fun over my hair or my beard or my sideburns or anything like that, I'm all for it. Like, sports is supposed to be fun. Like, one of the reasons I like coming on the show with you guys, there it is.
There it is there if you're tuning in on MSG.
Like, one of the reasons I like coming on the show with you guys is it's supposed to be fun, right?
Yeah.
And sports is supposed to be fun, so... If people want to poke fun, as long as it's all in good humor, I'm great with that.
So you got a question. I got a question.
You don't have to leave with I have a question. It's your show.
Well,
listen,
it's not my show.
It's your show,
and I'm just happy to be on here with Elliot.
Elliot, is this the most talkative he's ever been in his entire life with you?
pretty close.
I got a lot of things to ask Elliot. I need to hide him. Anyway.
You're happier than when you first walked into San Jose and realized there was no media covering games there, Craig.
Oh my God. That was amazing. I'll never forget that after one of my first games in San Jose. Okay. In the locker room. Okay. Bill Guerin and I were both traded at the deadline there. We play a game and in comes the media. I am not kidding you. There was two people, no cameras. Two reporters that looked like they didn't want to be there and they wanted to go cover football or baseball or whatever it was. It was amazing. The question I have for you,
mm-hmm.
How many suits do you own? And do you have a clothing
endorsement
deal?
I don't have a deal, but there is somebody who there's a company, it's called Jack Victor, that has purchased a deal with Sportsnet. So they dress all of us.
Yep.
So they're the company that dresses us all.
Do you get to keep it all?
I was about to tell you this. I think I probably have about 25 suits.
Yeah. 20, I counted 22.
Yeah. So it's about there. So the way it works is they keep them on site, right? Like, I bring a couple home for the summer, but then I bring them back. They keep them on site, but when you're let go or fired or you leave,
they take them back.
No, you get to keep them. So the running joke at our place is, if the doorbell ever rings and you look outside and you see all your suits out there, don't answer the door.
So if you have a wedding or something, can you just snag one off the rack and take it?
You ask, you say, hey, can I borrow? And they always say yes. They're really, I bring two home for the summer They always say yes, but yeah, that's basically. But
you guys look sharp. Back. You guys look sharp on there. That's why I'm bringing it up. Good for you.
Deb Berman is our wardrobe person. She is the MVP of Rogers. MVP.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we have an MVP coming on the show on Monday, Ellie. We have a mystery guest. Have you been listening on much today at all, or any?
No,
no, probably not.
My son's home from school today, so.
Okay. Well, if he wasn't home from school, would you have been listening a little bit?
I listen periodically. Oh,
thanks. Thank you. Yeah. So we have a guest on Monday. I'll give you some hints. You tell us. We're really excited about it.
Okay.
Legend to us.
Okay.
Forward. Last name starts with L.
And he's you said MVP?
I didn't say that. I said legend.
Okay.
Guy LaFleur. Petey thinks he's a legend.
Ah, no. He's a legend to us.
That's leading.
Plays in the league now. That's a miss. That's
plays in the league now. Plays in the league now. Begins with
really made a name for himself in the playoffs.
Energy player
this year.
Yep, we've talked about him on this show. Your name, you have brought him up.
Smaller, but a fire pot.
I'm trying to think. Hold on 1 second.
Left-handed shot.
I'm thinking Lekkonen. No.
Not a household name.
No. I'm thinking. I'm trying to think of a team
from Richmond Hill, L'Ontario.
And are they still active? Is the team still in?
No, they lost out in the first round.
Oh, they lost out in the first round. Okay. Who am I thinking here?
Bill Lomberg.
Oh, Ryan Lomberg?
Yep, Ryan Lomberg. If I played with Lomberg, his nickname would be Bill.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know he was from Richmond Hill to the middle of the playoff series. I looked it up, and I was like, oh, my God, he's from my backyard. I like that guy. That guy's a hell of a player.
Yes, yeah, he is. Yeah. That's a nice endorsement. We're gonna open the show with that sound. We're gonna say Elliot Friedman said this about you, and then that's gonna be a good start. He'll feel nice.
Tom, I am pro anyone from Richmond Hill. I live just south of there.
Well, there you go. We will let him know. Ryan Lomberg, we're pretty excited about it, Elliot.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited about it. We're gonna make him a household name here around the world on the Instigators. So we're gonna make him more famous than that overtime goal. Enjoy your day. Do you have any scoops? Do you have any scoops for us? Like I feel like we could go league wide and talk playoffs, but there's so much going on around the Sabres. I think they're the most fascinating team in sports right now with everything they needed in sports across the board with everything they need to do and the storylines surrounding them. I think they are. But do you have any gossip or juice for us before we get out of here? Something we can talk about after the break?
Like I said, I think Columbus and the Rangers, I think they're getting close, and I think Gallant is in the mix for both.
We needed something juicier than that, Elliot. But that's fine. Well, we'll settle with that.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No problem. Elliot Friedman, every Thursday right here at 11 o'clock.
Did Elliot just say that Jack's going to the Rangers? did I just hear that? All right, let's go to break.
All right, we'll go to break. Elliot, thanks for your time today.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, Elliot.
We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.